There's a painting up in Portland, Maine. It's in St. Luke's Cathedral. It's so beautiful, you think it might be under the big rose window there, but it's not. It's so beautiful, you think it might be on the main altar there that soars up into the heavens, but it's not. It's tucked away in a little side chapel, in Emmanuel Chapel, in God With Us Chapel. It's a painting called The American Madonna. It's a beautiful painting of Mary. It's a painting of the presentation of Jesus at the temple. Do you remember that? Mary doesn't have on blue robes in this painting. She has on a ruby red dress and a pink robe, and it is outstretched. And she doesn't have an infant child. She has one that's all grown up, standing and walking by himself, and the haze of infancy is over. She has these stars all around her head. Her arms are outstretched like that mother hen, and she's leaning over in that pink robe as if to say, "Here he is, my child, the one I'm so proud of. Here he is. World, be tender with him." The pastor of that congregation loves to go into that little chapel, that God With Us chapel, and pray with Mary. He loves to think about all the people who have come in to pray with Mary, all the young mothers who are praying, "Mother Mary, give me strength. Give me one night good sleep." He thinks about all the adult children who go there to pray, estranged from their families, estranged from the church. "Mother Mary, love me." He thinks about all the poor and the vulnerable, all the migrant workers coming up and down the East Coast, coming to pray to Mary. "Mother Mary, protect me and my family." He loves to go into that God With Us chapel and just meditate on that strong mother and child. Just pray with Mary for the entire world. It's just day after day and week after week and month after month. I don't know if it's the candlelight or the lighting in there or all the prayers, but she's getting duller. Her robe's not so pink, that ruby red not so red, those stars not so shiny. She's getting duller and duller and duller, so he makes the call. Now, art restoration, if you know anything about it, is half art and half science. You can tell a lot about a painter when you look at how they painted such a masterpiece. It's like an archaeological dig, actually. You learn about the artist and about the time in which he was painting. The art restorer is standing there with a Q-tip in his mouth talking to the pastor about this painting. "John Lafarge did it," he said. He wasn't really important or unimportant. John Lafarge was the artist here. He wasn't famous or obscure, really, but here's what John Lafarge was. He was an artist's artist. And then he gets close to the painting. He's opened up these little windows. Do you know about these? Where you can see through the painting. He says, "Look at this window here, at the background. It used to be bronze. But then John Lafarge changed it to green and then to red and then to blue and now to black as you see it here. Look at this window here. Mary's robes used to be that blue that you know, but then he had an inspiration and changed them to red and to pink. Can you see how thick the paint is here? When we look through this window, when we check our scans, that infant used to be in Mary's arms. And now she's bent over and presenting that little one to the world." John Lafarge was an artist's artist. painting was finished in 1902, but that chapel, that little God with us chapel, wasn't finished until 1907. So he lived with that painting for 5 years. And he went back to it day after day, mixing more paint. He went back to that canvas just to get it right. He didn't throw it out. He was an artist's artist. He reworked it, repainted it, kept going back to it until it was this masterpiece, the American Madonna that you can visit up in St. Luke's Cathedral. Now, Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. He was weeping because the world was spinning out of control. War after war after rumor of war. Outsiders came in and leveled their temple, took down the rose window brick by brick, took down that high altar, took their women and their children, slaughtered their men. Jeremiah was weeping and calling out and lamenting to God. But don't you know God came to Jeremiah and said, "Come with me. Let's go down to the potter's house. There you will hear my words." So Jeremiah took God's hand and they went down that soft green path down to the potter's house, who was there working at the wheel, taking a piece of clay and centering it, and starting the wheel with his foot and picking up some water and getting it nice and wet and hollowing out the middle and pulling up the sides. Pulling up the sides, more water and pulling up the sides. But if the vessel was spoiled, do you think the potter threw out the clay? No, he was an artist's artist like Lafarge. He took that same clay and recentered it and reworked it and remolded it and added more water and pulled up the sides and pulled up the sides until he created a vessel that was pleasing, a masterpiece, really, that was pleasing to him. The potter is an artist's artist. Lafarge was an artist's artist. God is the original artist's artist. God takes the sword. Do you think God throws out the sword? No, there's too much good raw material in that sword. God takes that sword and throws it back on to the wheel and baptizes it with water and centers that sword and hollows out the middle and pulls up the side until there is a masterpiece, a plowshare. This is how God works. The artist's artist. We have been at war for a decade now. A decade we have been at war, but you heard Obama on Tuesday that the war is ended and our troops are coming home. They will come slowly, but they are coming home. But here's the thing, they are going to be broken, some of them, in body and in heart. Do you think the artist's artist will throw those people away? God will take the fear and the nightmares and the flashbacks and the agitation and all that post-traumatic stress syndrome. God will throw it on the wheel and rework it and center it and pull up the sides until there are human beings that are whole and healed and beautiful on the inside and out. This is how God works. And artists, artists, you know the pain in the media now and the hate and the anger towards our Muslim brothers and sisters. God will throw that on the wheel, already throwing it on the wheel through Old South Church, creating out of that clay, pulling up the side, creating this tenderness for other people's faith, creating this tolerance, this kindness towards other human beings, using our senior pastor, Nancy Taylor, to pull out a beautiful vessel of tenderness towards others. This is how God works, an artist's artist. If you get a paper today on your way home, or maybe you have one on your doorstep. Read it from start to finish. Read it with Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Read about the war and the rumors of war. Read about the hurt and the pain and the anger and the racism that we have in our world. But here's the thing, read it with the eyes of hope, because our God, yours and mine, the artist's artist, God will take that newspaper, all that good raw material, God will put it all up on the wall, and God will get to work painting this canvas. Painting this Holy Spirit, this beautiful dove, wings outstretched like Mary, painting God's children, all of them under those wings, Jews and Palestinians, as they start these peace talks again. Jews and Palestinians, Iraqis and Americans, the addicted and the apathetic, the gay and the straight, black, white, rich, poor, all of God's children, the fundamentalist Christians and the fundamentalist Muslims, all under that sweet dove. All there, and God saying, here they are, my children. Beloved, be tender with one another. If you ever get discouraged, if you ever find yourself weeping and lamenting, take God's hand and go down to the potter's house. See how that potter works. See how she takes off a piece of clay and puts it on the wheel and adds the water and centers it and pulls up the side. See how if the pot is spoiled, she doesn't throw out the clay. She reworks it. She remakes it. She remolds it. She redeems it. This is God's good news. If the potter can do this with the clay, don't you think God can do this with the world? If the potter can do this with clay, don't you think God can do this with your very lives? Rework them, remake them, redeem them, your very relationships. This is the artist's artist. God is going to keep working, reworking, remolding, redeeming all of you until you become that masterpiece. Created in the image of God. This is God's good news. This is who you really are. Thanks be to God, the artist and the potter. Say amen.